The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Well, tonight's show is all about how to get the most out of the Law of Attraction. We have Dr. David Che, author of the book Total Law of Attraction, here tonight with us. And he's going to be talking about some things we already know about, some things we need to be reminded of, and some brand new secrets that are going to help us to fully understand our manifesting powers through the Law of Attraction. So it's going to be a really great show in which we can all really get back on track with our manifesting. Now, make no mistake, it's rough out there to stay grounded right now. Every day, things seem to grab hold and distract us from really feeling good, from really creating from a feel-good place. Well, I'm hoping that listening to the show tonight and, as a matter of fact, listening to all of the shows on Law of Attraction Radio Network will help keep you grounded in the knowledge that we are very powerful. We can create. We can do, be, have anything we want, as long as we understand that it starts and stops with us, with the way that we think, with the emotions that we're feeling. I want to remind you again that we live in an incredibly abundant universe and that it's our divine right to have everything that we desire. But sometimes, or somehow, when we were even a little child or perhaps even in the womb, we had a thought that led us to believe that we were imperfect, that something was wrong with us, that we were not worthy. So we need to understand that we can simply let those beliefs go and create other beliefs by letting us become the magnificent creator that we truly are. And that's what this show is all about tonight with Dr. David Che. So stay tuned as we reimmerse ourselves into the principles of the Law of Attraction with Dr. David Che, right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com. The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Tonight our guest is Dr. David Che, who wrote the marvelous book called Total Law of Attraction. Dr. Che is a dentist out of Cocoa Beach, Florida, and he certainly manifested paradise for him to live in. And he's discovered many of the secrets to the Law of Attraction since he was a little boy. And thank goodness he wrote this book, because he is educating people, especially those in mainstream, of their power to create. And I love it. So let's welcome him, shall we? Well, welcome, David, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm so glad you could join us today.
Thanks for having me, Jewel.
I really want to talk about this terrific book. I want to make sure everybody sees this. You wrote a very, very simple book, but it has secrets in there that people just can't find anywhere.
Yes, that was the intention of my book. I took all the best information that I've ever learned over the years about the law of attraction and condensed it into a simplified format, which the average person with a basic education can understand and apply it right away to achieve success in their life.
So how did you start with the law of attraction? Because I know you're a very successful dentist right now, but how did it start for you?
It started way back when I was probably 11 or 12 years old. We didn't have much. We were growing up. My parents are from Taiwan, and I wasn't born here either. So we were immigrants to the new country, and we didn't have much where we were growing up. And I wanted to achieve success. So I would go to the library and read books on, you know, manifesting success and things of the sort. And long story short, this book came about as from my experiences, you know, learning this information and wanting to show other people, you know, that weren't successful, the information that I learned over the years, so they too can achieve success. So in a long story short, that's kind of where the book, the premise of the book was conceived.
But you had some personal experiences as a child, too, that kind of got you excited.
Yes. And actually, one of the experiences is very similar to the movie The Secret, which is kind of what struck home with me. And that's when I was a child, everybody in the neighborhood, the boys in the neighborhood, had this racing bicycle that they wanted. And that's something that I wanted, too. But the cost of the bicycle at the time was just too out of reach for what we could afford. So I used the information that I learned at the time, not really knowing what I was doing, to try to attract that bicycle to myself. Not really knowing if it would work and not really knowing what I was doing. So, but long story short, unknown to me, my mom comes up to me one day and says, I entered the sweepstakes and I won this amount of money, X amount of dollars, and it just happened to be the amount of money that, you know, very close to the amount of money that we needed to get this bicycle. And after that, I was completely shocked and realized that I had something there, that, you know, that I struck something there. And so over the next many years, you know, as it came along, I devoted my time to studying the inner workings of what I actually did and how I can reproduce the same results and teach people how to do the same thing.
Wow. Great, great. So you got your bike. That got you going. Did you happen to use it in school at all to get you?
Well, yes, because dental school is very hard to get into, and I was in Chicago at the time. It's very competitive, very difficult to get into, and I used the same process, the techniques that I learned to manifest myself in the dental school, and I was one of the select few that was able to get in without even a bachelor's degree at the time. So I was able to manifest it, and you know, over long story short, you know, do what I had to do, and over time, eventually, when I got the letter of acceptance, I was like, I was still kind of, even though I knew about the law of attraction, I was still kind of freaking out. I was like, wow, this stuff does work if you know what you're doing. You just got to, you know the right ways to apply it. That's all.
Wow. But you are definitely into the science behind the law of attraction, and that's really where your belief is. What? Why is that?
Well, because belief in something, it's not just about having a thought or a feeling behind something. It's about believing in what you're doing. And the subconscious mind works through belief. Your subconscious mind is located, you know, in your heart or solar plexus. This is your conscious mind. This is your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind manifests into your reality what you believe in all the time. So every one of us has different beliefs. So we're manifesting different things because of what we believe in. The subconscious works through belief. And so whatever you give your subconscious mind, as long as there's belief behind it, it will manifest. That's how it works.
And that belief has to be powered up by emotion.
Yes. Here, let me explain what belief is, because
okay,
most people have a different viewpoints on belief. Basically, a belief is an emotionalized thought that a person has accepted as true in their mind, whether it really is true or not. That's what a belief is. If you look in the dictionary, it's gonna have a different definition. But for our purposes, our practical purposes, that's what it is. And let me just repeat that again. And a belief is an emotionalized thought. I stress the emotion part. It's an emotionalized thought which a person has accepted to be true in their mind, whether it really is true or not. And so you can see cases like this all the time where someone believes that there's something, and you know, all the circumstances are kind of manifesting their lives where it's working out for them, but even though it really isn't true. You know, some people think that they're this kind of celebrity or person, and you see it all the time in their life. It's working out for them, and even though it's not true, but the circumstances are going their way. And so this is one of the key concepts in using the law of attraction. When you're trying to manifest more money, a better situation for yourself, the belief in it is the most important part. And so it's you're seeing yourself with emotion in that situation as true, even though it might not be true right now. You're putting yourself in that situation. And so your belief is what causes that to, you know, work in your favor.
So you talk in your book about the waves of energy in the ether, the stuff between the planets. I thought that was wonderful. How does that play into our beliefs?
Well, there's two ways. There's a few ways you can describe the waves of space. Now, most people that just understand the law of attraction, they just think of it as, okay, I think about what I want, and they really don't know what's going on in the process behind it. So for our listeners, basically what's happening is in space, there's a lot of empty space that we see in outer space. What seems like this empty space is actually filled with waves, invisible waves of energy. Mm-hmm. And when you think about something, when you place your conscious awareness on something, it causes the waves to collapse into a particle, which we call atoms, you know. Things, something like that. Because when you learn in junior high science, if you keep breaking something down to its most smallest part, it becomes an atom. That's as far as it can go before you can, you know, you can't break anymore. So anything that you think about goes into space. It collapses your thought energy collapses that wave of energy into a super small particle of matter. So over time, the more you put your awareness onto it, the chances of it becoming something in your physical reality get bigger and bigger. And later on, and this is one way of explaining it. Later on, before we end this, I kind of want to give a different, there's another alternate explanation to this whole thing. But right now, it's going to confuse people more than others. So towards the end, I think I'll give that alternate explanation of what's actually happening with that ether thing.
Oh, good. That sounds interesting. Okay, so now, give us some secrets that our listeners may not know about the law of attraction.
Well, two things that separate my book from all the rest of the other books out there. And then the first one is emotion and the law of detachment. Okay. I tell people, going back to the analogy of, you know, what I want to tell people is, if you go into your house and look at all the appliances, what is the common source of energy that powers all the appliances in your house?
Electricity.
So if I cut the power off to your house and there's no electricity going through any of them, none of the appliances are going to work. So I tell people, if people tell them, well, the books they've read tell you that thoughts create things. I'm like, well, you have a lot of thoughts. You probably have thousands of thoughts that go through your mind every single day. But which of the thoughts that are going to manifest are the ones that have strong emotion behind it. So you can think of emotion like electricity in your house. The only thoughts that will ever manifest into your life are the ones that have strong emotion behind it. The emotions power those thoughts. So I tell people your emotions actually in some respects are more important than your thoughts. You don't sometimes just to manifest something, you don't necessarily have to have a thought of it. If you have the feeling of what it is you want, that's 10 times stronger than just thinking about it. Because when you think about it, that drives you to action. When you don't have a strong emotion behind a thought, the chances of you taking action behind it is going to be very slim. It's like starting a new business. Someone who starts a new business, if they just think about starting a new business, the chances of that occurring is going to be very, very slim. But if they have a strong feeling, a strong emotion behind starting that new business, the chances of that person taking action towards that desire is going to be way higher. And the chance of that being successful is going to be a lot higher, too. Because if things go wrong, they're not quick to close the shop. Their emotion behind it will keep them to move forward with it, you know, to keep it going.
Oh, that's interesting. So would you say if a person said, oh, wouldn't that be nice, that starts you off in that emotion, that feeling of, wow, you know, that would really be something. I think I'd really enjoy that. Is that the starting place?
That's the starting place. And I tell people, if you notice everything that you've attracted into your life, most, if not all of them, are ones that you had an emotion behind it. You know, the car you like, the cell phone that you chose, the clothes you wear, all those things that you quote, unquote, attracted into your life weren't just by thoughts. There were thoughts that had emotion behind it. Mm-hmm. The ones that you didn't have emotion behind it really never came to fruition. It's the ones that you had a strong emotion behind it to start out is what drove you to take action to get them.
Okay, so we are at the point where we have the emotion, and then how long do we think about this thing or desire or this person or this money that we want? How long do we think about it?
I tell people it should be 3 minutes tops, because in this day and age, people are very, there's a lot, so much things going on. People are very distracted in their everyday activities. If you go any more than 3 minutes for the average person, the mind is going to be so wandering and so scattered that the whole process is basically not going to work. So the best way is to have focused thought and emotion on what you want for 3 minutes, and then detach from it, which we'll go into, you know, in a bit, being detached from what it is you want.
Okay, are you saying that we should meditate on it for 3 minutes, going away from everything else and focusing in on it for 3 minutes at the most?
Yes, focusing on 3 minutes. And again, you don't even necessarily even have to have a thought of what you want. I tell people the thoughts aren't as important as the emotion. If you can just, let's say it's a new house you want to live in. If you can just feel it, feel the feeling of living that new house as if it's a reality right now, feel it for, you know, a good 3 minutes, then that's 98% of the process right there.
Wow. Great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so let's go on to that law of detachment, which is so confusing.
Yes. I would tell you that I've had, I guess, 99% of all people who know about the law of attraction probably do not know or understand what the law of detachment is. And I tell people, knowing the law of attraction without knowing the law of detachment is like learning addition, not learning subtraction, learning multiplication, and not learning division. You have to know both. And I think the reason why the law of attraction has not worked for so many people is because of the fact that they don't even know about the law of detachment, much less understand the process. And so the law of detachment basically is, think of it like this. Let's use an analogy first, because I love to use analogies to explain concepts to people.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go work out at the gym, there's two phases. When you go to lift weights, there's a contraction phase and a relaxation phase. The contraction phase is when you're, you know, exerting the muscle, and then when you relax later, that's when the muscle has time to regenerate. So the law of attraction can be thought about as the contraction phase, and the law of detachment can be thought about as the relaxation phase. So when you use the law of attraction to try to manifest what it is you want, if you don't know the law of detachment, you're actually building resistance too much. It's like me just lifting the weight and not relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, what you're doing is you're actually pushing your desire away. The law of detachment explained can be thought of in two words, letting go. So what does letting go actually mean? Letting go means this, means whatever it is you want, when you're detached, when you're truly detached, you have to be able to let go of what it is you want. You have to be just as happy, truly just as happy without what it is you want as what it is, as if you had it. So, you know, if you never had what it is you're trying to attract and you're just as happy, then you're truly detached. Now, while that may sound like you're actually pushing away what you want, when you're detached, you're actually attracting what it is you want. Because if you're just using the law of attraction, people start thinking about it too much. They're like, oh, well, if I don't have what it is I want, I'm not going to be happy. I won't be able to survive if I don't have, you know, this thing I'm trying to attract. And so when you think like that, that's when you're indirectly pushing it away. You're thinking about it too much, and you're building resistance to it. When you're detached, you're let go. You're taking that resistance away, and you're letting your subconscious passively attracting what it is, what you want towards you without you even knowing it. So I can go on for an hour about the law of detachment, and it was one of the hardest things for me to understand. But in a nutshell, that's what it is. And in my book, I go into detail about the law of attachment. So there really won't be too much gray area after you read the explanation. But, you know, if I had to go through it, it would take me a long time to really, really go into the detail of it.
Okay, so I just want to just talk about one specific. For me, a lot of people come to me and they want a mate. So what they end up doing is focusing on how to attract that mate to them by thinking about the emotion, and it's all wonderful. But they keep on thinking about how they're still lonely and how that person's not into their life. What you're saying is that they've got to just understand that this person, if they come in or they don't, you're still going to be happy. You're still going to go out and do the things you want to do. You're still going to experience life fine without this person. And I think that's what you're trying to get away is telling people, quit focusing on the lack of that person not being there. Yeah. Just let it go and enjoy.
That's basically what it comes down to. And it's a good point you bring up. I can tell people that when it comes to money, everybody is thinking or trying to attract money. But what they're actually doing is later, after they're using the law of attraction, they're focused on the fact that they don't have money.
Yeah.
So it's the law of attraction is what you focus on, you attract. But what people are doing is they're visualizing or feeling the fact that they have more money, but they're always focused on the fact that they don't have money. So you attract only what you focus on. So they're, most of them are still attracting circumstances of not having money.
So if a person is trying to sell an apartment,
yeah,
and they're worried about the fact, if I don't sell this apartment by this date, I'm going to have it foreclosed on, or something's going to happen. What should we be thinking? I mean, when it's that, you know, you're feeling it life-threatening or something, it's really hard to break away. Are you saying that we've got to trust?
Yes, trust. And you bring up a good point again, too, and that's people like to set dates when they're using love. And that's one of the biggest mistakes I tell people is you don't want to set a date, because as the date approaches and it's not looking like it's going your way, you're going to be attached. And don't ever forget, attachment equals resistance. And resistance means you're pushing something away. Mm-hmm. So never, never set a date when you're using the law of attraction, because that builds attachment, which builds resistance. So like you said, when you're trying to attract something, what it is you want, the key secret is to always be happy, whether or not you have it or not. That's how you successfully attract it. And like I said, we can go into an hour about the explanation behind why that is. But just for now, for our practical purposes, that's the key. Because if you try to attract what it is you want and you're feeling negative at the same time, it's like canceling each other the whole process.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You're building resistance again, and that's not what you don't want to do. When you're detached, when you're letting go, that releases that resistance. And it doesn't matter whether you're trying to attract a relationship, whether it's a circumstance, whether it's more money, whether it's just anything like in general, detachment is the key all along. It's the one that's most not talked about. Really talked about, but that's the critical law to getting the law of attraction to work for you. You have to be detached. You have to understand and apply the law of detachment just as much as you're applying the law of attraction.
Okay. So when do you know when you are supposed to be placing action?
Good question. The four steps I tell people, the four steps, I don't care what book you read, because I've read a lot of them, the four steps to attract anything with the law of attraction is, first is thought, second is emotion with that thought, third is belief in that emotion and thought, and the last step is action. That's where a lot of people go wrong too. You know, I get people asking me, when am I going to get that $1 million check in the mailbox? I'm like, well, are you taking any action toward getting what you want? No, I just sit around and think about it all day. I'm like, well, that's the problem. There's no action, there's no attraction. And I think Jack Canfield says it the best. He says, look at the last six letters of the word attraction. It's the word action. Without physical action, there can be no attraction. So your question is, when should you take action? And in my book, I go into this in more detail, but think of it this way. A lot of times when people use the law of attraction, they think that they have to start taking action all of a sudden. I tell them, you know, follow the steps, you know, that I tell you about, you know, visualize what it is you want, feel it, believe it. You don't have to take action necessarily right away. just sit back, and there may be some, maybe weeks, maybe some time before, you know, you're actually in the mood or the zone to take action. Your subconscious will move you towards it. On the other hand, I tell people too, is sometimes you still have to take action. When you start taking action towards what it is you want, believe it or not, the universe starts bringing those situations toward you too. So let's say, you know, you listed your apartment or whatever you're trying to sell, you know. Sometimes you just don't need to take any action. You just wait, sit back and wait for, you know, the circumstances to bring it towards you. But sometimes I tell people too that if it's been too long, sometimes you still need to make the first move. I tell people, when you start making the moves towards what you want, you're gonna hit roadblocks along the way. And that's why being detached again is being so important. When you're taking action towards what it is you want, at the same time, the circumstances will move towards you to bring you what you want. Okay? And again, I don't want to get too complicated with the discussion. But again, another aspect of detachment is this. When you're taking action towards what you want, you're going to come across situations where it may seem like you're not getting what you want. Like, let's say a buyer comes in, throws an offer at you, and you're like, oh, okay, well, it's too low, way too low. So you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe the law of attraction isn't working. Okay. Another way of explaining the law of detachment is this. To successfully attract what you want, you have to be detached from the outcome. So I already gave one explanation of the law of detachment. This is the second way of explaining it. So let's say you're going for that. Let's say you're going for a job interview. You think that this is the job that you're going to get. You really want this job. Then they tell you that, you know what, we're not going to hire you. So if you don't understand the law of detachment, you're going to be like, well, the law of attraction isn't working because I attracted this job and they rejected me. They didn't hire me. Well, if you understand the law of detachment, which is so necessary to make it work, you're going to think, well, maybe this isn't the job that was suited for me. Maybe there's a better offer that's waiting for me. So as long as you're detached, you stay on the course of action because the universe might have a big, big plan, you know, for you at the end. But if you're not detached, you might have just veered off course and you weren't ready to receive what the universe is getting for you. But when you're detached and you understand it completely, you stay in the course of action because you trust that the universe has something big waiting for you at the end. You just have to get through these obstacles to get to that level. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know, the law of attraction, I can spend, you know, 10 minutes explaining to you. The law of detachment, I can spend hours explaining to somebody.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, and I can understand why it's so confusing to everybody. But let's go into the health aspects of how our thoughts and our beliefs can help us, you know, cure ourselves.
Well, the health aspect of it, I tell people, is when you're sick, when you're given a bad diagnosis by the doctor, you know, and you watch The Secret and other related books on the subject, they tell you that, okay, just a positive outlook, you don't necessarily need medical treatment, and boom, you're going to be healed. And that's not exactly the case. That sounds very, very motivational. It sounds very happy. But the reality of it is, I tell people is you should use a combination of having a positive attitude, you know, law of attraction, positive attitude, positive emotion. At the same time, you still have to seek good medical treatment. Those two are both necessary. You can't just seek good medical treatment and have a negative state of mind. And you can't just have a good state of mind and not seek medical treatment. The two go hand in hand. So if you just have a good medical treatment but not a good state of mind, your subconscious isn't going to allow that treatment to properly heal you. But when you have a good state of mind, your subconscious mind is in a good position to allow medical treatment to successfully assist in healing you of your illness. So realistically speaking, you have to have both. It's not just about, oh, if I just keep thinking positive or thinking my disease is gone, it's just going to go away. Not that simple. So we need to be, you know, one of the key things that separates me from all the other, you know, law of attraction guys out there is that I'm realistic about things. I don't try to motivate you and say nice things that make you feel happy all the time. But I'm real practical and I'm down to earth and, you know, and realistic about, you know, how to apply the law of attraction.
Okay, so you would agree, though, if a person who is ill and was given a diagnosis of cancer and they got 6 months to live, if they have a choice on whether to believe that doctor or hightail it out there and find another doctor, right? It's
yes.
their choice on how they want to believe. They don't have to take that death sentence.
No. Again, it comes back to belief again. A belief is an emotionalized thought which a person has accepted as true, whether it is true or not. So if someone tells you you have 6 months to live and you believe that, your subconscious is basically going to reproduce or create those circumstances in which you only probably have around 6 months to live because of fear. Again, fear is something I go into the book too. That's real important. That's the one emotion you don't want to have. Try to avoid. Whereas happiness is the ultimate emotion of the subconscious mind. The arch enemy of the subconscious mind is the emotion of fear. Because when you fear, the subconscious mind gets paralyzed and it doesn't do any work for you. So you want to avoid that emotion as much as you can. So if someone gives you that kind of diagnosis, what you want to do is not be so startled and just think, I have the power to change my reality. I have the power to change my circumstance. So don't buy into that. Just keep a positive outlook and seek good medical treatment at the same time. And if it requires you having to run as far away from that doctor that gave you that diagnosis, then so be it. Go find someone that has a more positive outlook, the same as you, who's willing to treat you with your positive attitude at the same time.
So we know from your book that belief is incredibly important. We know about the law of detachment. But do we have a choice in how we feel? We have a choice to be happy or we have a choice to be miserable. Everything really basically comes down to how we're choosing to look at things, right?
Exactly. One person can look at a situation and see it as favorable. A second person can see the same exact situation and see it as unfavorable. So many things in our lives, it depends on the way we're looking at it. I think it was William Shakespeare that said, nothing is good or bad, but thinking it makes it so. So you can look at a situation any way, And so maintaining a positive emotional situation is always trying to be looking at the good side of a situation. And, so that's what keeps you emotionally going. Because, again, emotions is the source of energy that attracts what it is you want to you. When you have bad emotions, I guarantee you, you're going to be attracting bad situations to yourself. Not just bad thoughts. You can still have bad thoughts but good emotions, or vice versa. So emotions, what I want to share with your listeners is the number one thing. If you take nothing away from what we talk about today, the one thing you can take away from is good emotions, not thoughts. Good emotions attract good circumstances. Bad emotions attract bad circumstances. That's the bottom line. And so it goes back to what you were saying. It's about keeping a positive emotional outlook on things, no matter what situation you're in. And that's not easy for a lot of people, but it's something that takes time to train yourself to do.
There's one final thing that I want to talk to you about, because you're a dentist, and people come into you and they have got these fears. Oh my gosh, I'm afraid of that needle. I got this. I got that. And wouldn't you say that there's a totally different person that comes in and saying, hey, it doesn't bother me, everything's great. They have a very smooth procedure, but those other people are manifesting a kind of a terrible situation?
Yes. It's the same situation, but a different way of perceiving it. And so one person does come in and be like, wow, this is fine. Another person comes in, and most of the time it comes in from childhood experiences. Because I have to admit, I wasn't around that long ago, but from what I've heard from teachers and patients, is that dentistry was a little bit more not as developed, I should say, back in the day. So a lot of adults come in with fears, mainly because they were a child. They had suffered a lot of pain. So, but again, this comes as something that's been a built-in belief in their subconscious mind. So again, it's an emotionalized thought, again, which comes in, which is manifesting their circumstances. It's just as you say.
And just like you said, these thoughts could have been born to us when we were younger, and we've carried them on all of our lives. So you're saying that we have to go back and really look at those beliefs that we created when we were children.
Yes. And we're still creating beliefs all the time. And you can create a new belief anytime. It doesn't have to be from children, from your childhood. It could be from you can create a new belief of benefit to you by thinking of it over and over again with emotion and making yourself believe it to be true in your mind, whether it really is true or not. And that's the whole concept behind the law of attraction. It really is. That whole thing, what I just talked about. Because people are trying to attract a new home. They're trying to attract a new partner. They're trying to get a new car, trying to attract more money. If you're trying to attract it, that means you don't have it. Because if you had it already, you wouldn't be trying to attract it. So the fact that you're trying to attract it means you don't have it. So what you're doing is, with the law of attraction, in essence, in a nutshell, is you're emotionalizing that thought of whatever it is you want, and you're doing it over and over again, and you're making yourself accept it as true in your mind, whether it's true, really is true or not. And most time it's not, because you don't have it. So you're making yourself believe it. And once you do that, once it becomes an ingrained part of a belief in your subconscious mind as true, that's when your subconscious mind starts manipulating the forces of the universe to bring that what it is you want towards you through circumstances, coincidence.
Uh-huh. So you are creating new beliefs with every new thought. And your belief could say to yourself, well, I don't know. I'm really worthy of this. I don't know if I'm really worthy of $1 million. Do you suggest going down to an amount that maybe you are feeling like maybe you could manifest?
Well, yeah, it's like telling people, you got to crawl before you can walk, or walk before you can run. A lot of times I tell people, I've seen this happen too, is I tell people how to use the law of attraction. The next thing you know, they email me and say, I tried to attract 5 cars, but I can't do it. I'm like, well, how about starting out with 1 car before you even get to 5? So people get too overly ahead of themselves. Let me use the law of attraction to attract some money. Well, instead of, 1,000 or 5,000, they start using the law of attraction to attract like 1 million. Well, it's not that the law of attraction can't work for $1 million. But it's the fact that the law of attraction to you, you haven't fully... How can I say it? Learn how to use it yet. So by trying to do something so ahead of yourself, your mind won't believe that to be true in the beginning. So it kind of backfires on you, So you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself in the beginning. Once you get really good at it, then it'll make more sense to you. You have a more of a higher chance to go for the bigger things and just start out small and work yourself up bigger,
Excellent. Okay, so where can we find your book, Total Law of Attraction? Where can we find that?
Well, the easiest way is, and ebooks are big these days, the easiest way is to go to Amazon, and you can just type in Total Law of Attraction, and you can get either the ebook or the actual paperback. But so many people have ebook readers these days or the computer. You can just download it right away on the computer. It's the fastest way instead of having to have it shipped to you. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And if you have an iPhone or iPad or whatever, you can buy it off Apple's iBook store too. So ebooks are the big thing these days. So if you don't want to waste time, wait for it to be shipped to you. You can go online and buy it offline as an ebook and read it on your computer or e-reader right away.
And I'm going to recommend for those people that may not understand the law of attraction, who don't listen to our radio show, this is the perfect book to give to those people who are not quite sure about what to think about the law of attraction. Because like David said, it has the quantum science behind everything, which helps their belief. So you could really help someone by giving them this book. It really makes a lot of sense.
Yes, and I designed that from the beginning. No fancy metaphysical stuff, no motivational, just the hard science and the hard practical application behind it. It's very direct and right to the point. So it's designed for anybody to read it and apply it right away, immediately, to see results, like, for the better.
And yeah, it's a winner there. It really is a winning book, and I really like to see everybody just go and buy it and give it out to their friends. I think the world would be a really neat place if we know how powerful we are and how we can create such a better reality for us and our families and our friends and the world.
Yes, yes. And especially in this time, every day I turn the news on, more job loss, the economy, everything else. I mean, right now, America is in a really tough recession. I mean, no matter what the news says, it's a real tough, people are having a hard time right now with the recession. And this is something that, you know, fully learning the law of attraction, understanding it, which is, you know, which is working all of us at any time, fully understanding this process will help us to better weather through the storm and better, you know, attract better situations to us in the long run.
Yes, absolutely. And remember, during the Depression, there were more millionaires created during the Depression than any other time in the history of the U.S. That's because people didn't even understand the law of attraction, but their passion got in there and they started creating out of the need. And that's what's so right about this. Again, get this book. You're going to love it, really love it. And it's so simple. It's so clear cut. So, Dr. David Che, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of this wonderful information with us.
Thanks. I really, really appreciate it. Hopefully, I'll get a chance to speak again sometime.
Oh, absolutely. Are you going to be writing another book?
I'm really trying to make this one. I'm really trying to take the new age out of the law of attraction and make it more commercial, like weight loss and things like that. I'm probably going to hold off and see how this one does first. How the mass market, the mass audience reacts to this book first before I decide to do any more. Because trust me, the information in this one is going to be hard enough to understand already.
What about you have seminars going on?
At the moment, not yet. I just finished a tour, you know, TV media tours, so I was busy with that. And I may be getting a speaking engagement soon, but right now I haven't anything scheduled yet.
Okay, well, good. Well, keep us posted. And did we send everyone to your website?
No, the website's just the name of the book. It's www.totallawofattraction.com.
Okay, that's easy to remember. Thank you again, David. I really enjoyed it.
Great, thanks. Really appreciate you having me.
And to all my wonderful listeners, I'll talk to you again next week, right here, same place, same time. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
As we close another show, it is my sincerest wish that you have a wonderful week ahead. Remember, through you, the world changes to reflect your happiness. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please send me an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com.
You will now be listening to Bill Wolpert's Energy Attunement Music with Higgins, as channeled by Cheryl Jensen. This music can be found at meditationvibrations.com.